And at this spectacularly frightful deep space engagement, Galactic Director Jalti, and through him Eichmiel, first of Boscone itself, stared in stunned surprise. "It is insane," Jalti gloated. "The fools judged our strength by that of Helmuth, not considering that we, as well as they, would be both learning and doing during the intervening time. They have a myriad of ships, but mere numbers will never conquer my outposts, to say nothing of my works here."
"They are not fools, I am not so sure," Eichmiel cogitated.
He would have been even less sure could he have listened to a conversation which was even then being held. "QX, Thorndyke?" Kinnison asked. "On the green," came instant reply. "Intrinsic, placement, releases, everything on the green. Cut." And the lone purple circle disappeared from tank and from reducer. The master technician had cut his controls, and every pound of metal and other substance surrounding the negasphere had fallen into that enigmatic realm of nothingness. No connection or contact with it was now possible. And with its carefully established intrinsic velocity, it rushed engulfingly toward the doomed planet. One of the mastodonic fortresses lying in its path vanished utterly, with nothing save a burst of invisible cosmics to mark its passing. It approached its goal. It was almost upon it, before any of the defenders perceived it, and even then they could neither understand nor grasp it. All detectors and other warning devices remained static, but "Look! There! Something's coming!" an observer jittered, and Jalti swung his plate. He saw nothing. Eichmiel saw the same thing. There was nothing to see. A vast, intangible nothing, yet a nothing tangible enough to occult everything material in a full third of the cone of vision. Jalti's operators hurled into it their mightiest beams. Nothing happened. They struck nothing and disappeared. They loosed their heaviest duodec torpedoes, gigantic missiles whose warheads contained enough of that frightfully violent detonate to disrupt a world. Nothing happened, not even an explosion, not even the faintest flash of light. Shell and contents alike merely, and oh, so incredibly peacefully, ceased to exist. There were important bursts of cosmics, but they were invisible and inaudible, and neither Jalti nor any member of his force was to live long enough to realize how terribly he had been already burned. Gigantic pressers shoved against it, beams of power sufficient to deflect a satellite, beams whose projectors were braced in steel-laced concrete down to bedrock against any conceivable thrust. But this was negative, not positive matter. Matter negative in every respect of mass, inertia, and force.